Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Well, one story that's leading two of the broadsheets this morning is stress. You heard about it in the news bulletin there. In the Irish Independent this morning, their headline, "We're paid more than ever, but stressed out too." And in the Times Ireland edition, "Workforce feels strain as stress levels soar." Of course, this relates to the new ESRI report that's out today and shows that almost one in five Irish workers is under continual stress in their jobs. And the research by the ESRI also found that job stress among employees doubled from 8% in 2010 to 17% in 2015. Now, this study actually counted an employee as experiencing job stress if they said that they felt stressed at work always or most of the time, and also reported reactions, things like general fatigue, anxiety and sleep disturbance. And the research that was funded by the Health and Safety Authority identified that job stress was more common among people who had emotional demands placed on them as part of their job, people who worked under time pressures, and people who were victims of bullying or harassment. And it also found that people working more than 40 hours a week were twice as likely to experience job stress as those working 36 to 40 hours. Also in the Independent, just on another, staying with that topic, but another survey, new figures from the CSO out today show the average worker's pay has reached a high point of almost €39,000. Earnings soared by 8% in the past 5 years and have peaked at their highest since official records ever began a decade ago, and the average wages now stand at €745 a week. It equates to a yearly salary of €38,000, and it also now means that the average worker is being taxed at the higher rate. And that was something the Taoiseach had promised to raise the tax bands between 2019 and 2024. We want to know, what's your experience? Do you feel stressed? Does, for instance, getting up at this time of the morning or actually heading to work at this time of the morning put more stress on you? I would have thought that the majority of people probably going to work at this time do so to try and avoid stress or keep their stress levels down. But we want to know what you think this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. In the Irish Examiner today, their headline, "Be brave and help us." This is the rape survivor Lavinia Kerwick has challenged the Garda Commissioner, the government and the judiciary to match her bravery by bringing about major changes in the way that victims are treated in sexual offence trials. And of course, Ms Kerwick made legal history back in 1992 when, at the age of 19, she spoke out publicly about her court ordeal and the suspended sentence given to her attacker, and basically shaming the nation by saying that the experience was like being raped all over again. And her stance led to a landmark change in the law, namely, of course, the introduction of victim impact statements and the powers for the Director of Public Prosecution, the DPP, to appeal lenient sentences. But now she's says that the courtroom is still a place that's a hostile place for victims a quarter of a century later. And she says it was wrong that victims still had no legal representation in court, and that defence lawyers could try to undermine them by referring to what they wore when they were attacked. And there's more details on that story by Caroline O'Doherty in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. In the Irish Times today, Ukraine imposes martial law after clash with Russia. Of course, much of Ukraine set to introduce now martial law after Russia fired and also seized three of its naval ships in the Black Sea, prompting warnings of a dangerous escalation in their four-year conflict, and also strong Western condemnation of Moscow as well. And Ukraine's parliament yesterday approved the decree, is also issued by President Petro Poroshenko, who said the nation must react now to a new phase of aggression and face the extremely serious threat of a land-based operation by Russian forces. And of course, there'll be more on our news bulletins on that story as it develops throughout the course of the day as well. In the tabloids this morning, in the Mirror first today, "Hero Finn 9 saves drowning tot." This is the story of a brave 9-year-old boy who is being honoured for saving the life of a toddler in a swimming pool. It happened in Portugal, and tomorrow the Limerick lad will actually receive the honour for that accolade as well. In the Irish Daily Mail today, their headline, "School phobia to blame as parents teach from home." This is a story about homeschooling has actually tripled in popularity in the last 10 years, with people saying lifestyle choices and pupils' school phobia listed among the reasons for the increase. This is according to new figures from TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency. They show that more parents than ever are actually shunning the school in favour of teaching their kids at home. At the end of September last year, 1,400 children had been registered as homeschooled, while 10 years ago only 439 kids were registered at home. We want to know what you think of the idea of homeschooling, particularly actually if you're a parent who does homeschool as well. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents is the number. In the Irish Sun today, their headline, The Lass of the Irish Rover. This is the story, of course, of singer Shane McGowan and Victoria Mary Clark, who tied the knot yesterday. In the Star today, their headline, Don't Tell the Bridewell, relating to a court case in Dublin yesterday as well. And finally, in the Herald this morning, feud victim laid to rest, united in grief for Clive. Manchester United sent a message of condolence to the funeral of innocent murder victim Clive Staunton. And more on that story in the Herald this morning as well. Just a few other stories making the headlines of interest today too. In the Times Ireland edition, it's on page 2 of the paper. Crimes committed abroad to be tried under Irish law. The government is set to criminalise a range of serious offences committed abroad by Irish citizens or residents. And under the proposals, anyone convicted of basically certain dangerous crimes, things like rape, murder, sexual assault, they could actually be prosecuted under Irish legislation. And the government is seeking cross-party support to ensure the legislation is passed before the recess. Another story of note today, also in the Irish Examiner too, and it's relating to deaths in care linked to high referral rates, staff shortages. Noel Baker, the paper's social affairs correspondent, reporting that a report into the deaths of children either in care or known to the care services has referred to social work departments being under serious pressure with high referral rates and also experiencing staff shortages that inevitably impacted on their ability to provide a good quality service. The 2017 annual report by the National Review Panel, chaired by Helen Buckley, refers to 22 deaths of children and young people in care or known to the child protection system, 4 fewer than in the previous year. And more details on that story in the Examiner today. We'll just take one other story for the moment. A driver caught using a spoon as a key may have to fork out. It's also in the Examiner, page 6. A word of warning to motorists if you lose your car keys. Apparently using a spoon just won't cut it with the Gardaí, because Gardaí based in Bandon in Cork pulled over a van because it had no tax or certificate of roadworthiness and found that the driver was using a spoon in the key's ignitions. There you go. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning. Still to come, Bernardo's say tens of thousands of children are continuing to wait on waiting lists for vital services. We'll be talking to the organisation to find out what can be done.
On News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.